Mark is back. The Bulls start to win, and we found Mark is back. But the fans think of him as a circus clown. Well, his name hasn't changed since he was around. I hope we can find him some sand to pound. The Bulls, he didn't need him.
The Bulls, he didn't need him.
But I never did believe him.
But I never did believe him.
Well, we all know the plot, 'cause he's wrong quite a lot. Mark is back.
Mark is back. Mark is back. Mark is back. Mark is back.
I want to raise some money for a special night where we retire a number. Who's the next player you want retired? Number retired. I'll start out with you, Mr. Pod. Podfather.
Another great Noah. Question. Great question.
That's wow. A good one. Thank you.
Joakim Noah is my next number.
It's a very good pick. How about you, Mr. K? And if you – never mind. If he says the guy, I think he might say, I'm just going to just end this. I might actually not end the interview. I might actually throw him out the window.
I'm curious now who you think he's going to say. But I'll wait to see if he does it.
Who do you think he's going to say? Who's the mouth breather like? Who the mouth breather's like? Go ahead. Brings the grit. Come on, let's hear it.
I wasn't going to say that actually. You're referring.
You should say it now.
Well, I'm confused as to whether he's talking about Kirk Heinrich or Ryan Archidiakonos. I'm not too sure which one he's referring to, but either would be credible options. But I was actually going to say David Nwaba, his number 11 jersey. I think that needs to go up in the rafters.
What a horrible segment this has been. What a waste.
What if we retire Javonte Green? Will we put 5 jerseys? Up in the rafters?
He's become unplayable in the playoffs, as I predicted.
Maybe I should bring up that poll that I made. You know, this is the podcast where people talk about their Twitter polls.
Did you make a poll, Mark?
I did make
what
a poll.
What poll have you had? What's your poll? Now. Read it out.
Well, it's a moronic poll.
Unlike some people who have their own tweets and things memorized, I'd have to go and find it. But I made a poll. Well, here it is. Well, this was the poll that I made on Twitter. Great poll. Which player would you rather have on your team next season? A, Javonte Green at $3 million a year, or B, Isaac Okoro at $12 million a year? It's a pretty simple, straightforward poll. What do you think the people said, yeah. Frederick?
I don't even want to know. First of all, I want to know how many people responded. And we know 80% of it did it to piss me off.
It was an overwhelming.
Like 30 guys?
Just, you know, thousands, bordering on millions of people responded to
was
the poll.
Was as big as our song battle?
Probably more, to be honest. But 75% voted Green. So there you go.
Okay, great. Yeah, big surprise. Yeah. How many people are in your household? Anyhow, let's move on to the next topic. Well, I'm going to end the interview. I'm going to give the job to DT. I got to bring Steph Nowen. So I can't offer the job yet. Okay. And the GOAT. But I think I hate to say this, MK, you're out.
So what happens if Steph Nowen calls on May 11th? Are you just going to stick to the Podfather because you know that's the decision you're making now? Or
well, no response. I might make an exception for him. He created the best image of all time of me stepping over you in the 76ers jersey. I love that. I got that hanging downstairs. People ask what that is. Anyhow, let's get on to the other more important topics like. Tibbs. So a lot of talk about bringing Tibbs back. I'll start out with you, Doug Tonis. Do you actually think this is a good decision?
I would be fine if we brought back Tom Thibodeau. He's a great coach. I'm sure he would be a great coach. We certainly aren't going to bring back Tom Thibodeau. So it doesn't matter. It's like an irrelevant question. There's 0% chance this is going to happen. There's no way he wants this job. There's no way we want him. It's just Bulls fans thinking nostalgically. But if for whatever reason it worked out, I would be fine with it.
There's no way he wants this job. I think he'd take it in 2 seconds. What are you talking about? Of course he'd want this job. He wants any job.
I think Tom Thibodeau will find another job without any problem at all.
I don't think he would. Mark, I don't want to ask you any Tibbs questions. I'd like your opinion on Wendell Carter Jr. and some of these guys that have moved on. We already gave your dumb opinions on Iowa. What's your talk on Wendell Carter Jr.? What do you think of him?
Well, excuse me. I would just like to say that, Mr. Pfeiffer, thank you again for this opportunity to interview. I think the Bulls should seriously consider hiring Brad Underwood, the current Illinois coach, just because, like, I understand you went to university in Illinois maybe like 50 years ago, and this guy's the current coach there. And, you know, he coached Io. He's coached Keaton Wagler, who we just drafted and traded up for, so erroneously. So I think we should probably hire Brad Underwood and let him continue the greatness in that regard. So hopefully that keeps
I'm going to have to nix that. He's brought my line A back to contention. So I'm sticking with him. He's not getting the job as much as I admire him and love him. Or maybe you could do both at the same time. How great would that be?
Oh, yeah.
You got a guy coaching an NBA team and a college team at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds fantastic for both teams. That sounds great. There's probably no scheduling conflicts or anything either. That's a great idea.
How often is it? I mean, the season ended in college basketball a while ago. He'd be ready for the playoffs. Wouldn't that be something? What a great way to coach. I think I could pull it off for a good year.
I feel right. like I'm talking to Vivek Ranadive. Like, that's the kind of owner I think you would be. Just based on that comment alone there, where you're plotting or positioning this idea where your next coach could be the coach of both the Illinois team and the Bulls team. So,
do you guys have any, like, favorites? Any realistic favorites for this head coaching job? I'll start out with you on this one, Mark, and then we'll go to Doug.
I mean, no. Like, can we hire this executive first before thinking about the coaches? Also, let's wait to see what happens in this playoff these playoff series as well. Like, maybe someone comes available that you weren't considering, or maybe someone keeps the job that you assumed that they were going to lose it. So, I'm not focused on the coaching role currently. Let's get the executive in. No need to do it before May 10, even though my owner is very, very impatient and wants to get that done soon. But I don't have any sweeping takes about the coach at this stage. It's a very similar answer to what we started this podcast talking about. Like, it's hard to judge coaches in so many different ways. Just like it's hard to judge executives. I don't even know who's going to be available for the Bulls. Come the time when they're ready to hire the coach. But I think they need to land on the executive first, and I have no real urgencies around that, so I even have less urgency around the coach.
What say you, DT?
I don't really have any favorites. If Taylor Jenkins was still available, he would probably be on my short list, because I wouldn't mind someone with some experience that has some player development background and seems to be good in that area. And maybe I know enough about him to feel a little bit confident about that. But the couple guys who I thought might fit well in that niche, who had experience, are now gone. I think it's now you're probably picking among hot assistants, most likely. Maybe if, like, Mike Brown loses to the Atlanta Hawks, he might be available. I don't know. I don't know what other experienced guys you would bring in. So it's hard to...
Billy Donovan?
Hard to guess. Yeah, Billy Donovan. Feels like he's kind of a poor development coach, though, in reality. You know, I like Billy Donovan. We talked about liking him, but, like... and I know you're not serious about bringing him back, but he seemed like he was, like, so hung up on vets. Like, he played Vooch and other stuff. Like, I think it's good that he left. I don't think I would trust him to try and rebuild with a young roster. Even though I think he's a great coach, I don't think he's the right guy for this. And it would be interesting to see who is the right guy. I think it'll be one of the hot assistants, though, whoever that group of people is.
Final thoughts I'd like to get from you guys on the playoffs in general. How surprised are you at Orlando? Taking the Pistons up 2-1, who knows where it's going to go tonight. How surprised are you about Minnesota dominating Denver for the most part, despite the injuries? Love to get your general thoughts on the playoffs. What really sticks with you? And if in any way that you can, make it relevant to the Bulls. Let's start out with you, DT.
Neither of those series are that surprising to me, only because Detroit is, like, such a young team. And it's their first time there, so it's not like so shocking to me that they're struggling a little bit more. And Orlando, even though they're also a young team, they've at least kind of had a couple years together, like fighting at this level. And so that one isn't so terribly surprising to me. And Minnesota beat Denver last year. And so you can say like the injuries are a big thing, but those injuries happened in game three. It's or game four rather, you know, they were up 2-1 before that. So it's not like, you know, like they won three games with Ant out. I mean, he went down and was like the third quarter. I mean, it was effectively a tied game. So it was, you know, great that they were able to win that game with him out. But, you know, and DiVincenzo, same thing, went out. I mean, he went out, I think it was the first quarter. But, you know, like they were there for the first three games when they went up 2-1. And, you know, like that was a rematch in Denver won last year. And, you know, like Denver doesn't look all that great to me. So that one also is not like super shocking. And you got to figure, even though Denver will be a pretty big favorite for every game left, still winning three in a row is hard. You know, even if they're like a 75% chance to win every game left, there still would only be a 42% chance of them winning the series. So, you know, they're you got to figure Minnesota's going to figure out a way. They just have one hot shooting night and take it. But we'll see. You know, Denver still definitely has a chance with the injuries.
Absolutely. What about you, Mark?
What was your question again? Make it about the Bulls, the playoffs, or something like that?
Yeah, well, yeah. There's nothing about the Bulls here. We don't do playoffs.
General thoughts about the playoffs. This is the worst guest performance of all time from anyone. Go
or,
on.
Or the best.
The guy's literally playing crossword puzzles between questions.
Crossword puzzles? How old do you think I am? Jesus Christ. Yeah, let's make the playoffs relevant about the Bulls. All right, how do we do that? All right, so pretty much every year I'm living vicariously through former Bulls that are on new teams that are doing their thing in the postseason, and I'm both overjoyed but irrationally annoyed about it at the same time. Like the IO experience the other day was exactly that. Like it was both thrilling, incredible to see IO have his moment. And then annoying because it brings up, you know, ill thoughts again. So let's see what the Wolves do tonight. They should be able to close this out. And I say should, even in spite of the fact that they're missing their starting backcourt, but the Nuggets haven't looked good. The Nuggets themselves are hurt. Aaron Gordon's a big injury. Their defense is not good. So let's see if the Wolves can close that out. Maybe Javonte Green plays a lot of minutes tonight and the Pistons can rally and get that thing back to 2-2. But, it is very interesting seeing Orlando doing what they're doing right now. I assume they would have been one of the Billy Donovan teams. And if for some reason they win this series and get to the second round, like maybe they still move on from Jamal Mosley, but it's definitely a more difficult, decision to make at that point. But, look, let's see. I guess my overwhelming playoff take is, it feels like every year now, and maybe this is just anecdotal and not backed up by any evidence at all, but it feels like guys are just getting hurt way more than what used to happen. There's players in virtually every series that's going on right now that are missing time, either because they were hurt pre-playoffs or they've gotten hurt in the first few weeks of the playoffs. So that's the unfortunate thing, sadly. Like even the Thunder, like, this is the way it's lining up for the Thunder. Like the teams around them are getting hurt, but Jalen Williams got hurt as well. Like his hamstring injury just, you know, popped up again. So I don't know what's happening with the NBA, but it seems to be like this big issue that no one wants to really talk about or fix, or the league is not interested in doing the right thing about number of games and the way the game is played these days. But it sucks getting to this point of the season when you're excited about watching good basketball and you are watching good basketball, only for that to be ruined because of these soft tissue injuries that are continuously occurring. And it's problematic, and I don't know if the NBA is taking it seriously enough.
Yeah, fair enough. Good points. As we bring the Big Red Bus in, I did have one more question for you, Mark. Have you been listening to our songs? Now, I always get offended when you start throwing the term AI out.
Like, well, it is.
It's not.
It is.
Some of what Doug does is AI. What I do, 95% of what I do, is all with my incredible guitar hands and beautiful voice and lyrics and et cetera. So I'd like to get your opinion in general. Well, let's start out with one. What is your anger about AI, considering the work that Doug has produced, which is, I think, extensive gifted works in terms of lyrical genius? He's like the Morrissey of Bulls beat writers. What say our Bulls podcasters? What is your issue with it, number one? And number two, my work, which is not AI generated, what's your problem with my work?
Well, look, I mean, putting aside the fact that AI is just going to fundamentally change society, it's going to take away so many people's jobs, it's the next generation is probably going to be worse off because of it. The amount of energy and water that's required to, you know, fund and keep these data centers running just so we can do stupid things on the internet. You know, putting that aside, my fundamental problem with AI is it gives hacks like you this opportunity to vicariously live their dreams of being a rock star in, you know, creating some stupid AI built music that for a brief period of time you think you're Mick Jagger, and that bothers me. It irritates me that you have this ability now to create a song that you otherwise couldn't just because you're not talented enough. And yeah, it frustrates me. But irrespective of that, whatever happens, despite my frustrations with AI and think it sucks in so many different ways, so long as you two on this podcast are going to continue to do this thing where you create terrible AI songs, I will forever vote for Doug in polls that you create in relation to who has the better song, if for no other reason, just to spite you. So that's my answer.
The worst answer in the history of the Big Red Buff. DT, do you have any comments? Do you want to comment on this insanity, this nonsense? Well, let me just, I do have to make one statement. The greatest, some people will debate it. A lot of people will say the greatest work I ever created was, hey, Mark, look at your tweets. They're a lot like Cowley's. That song had zero AI in it. It was me, guitar, drums, a bass, and me singing on it, trying to sing like Neil Young. So I am offended. I am offended that you would say AI was a part of all my incredible work. Arguably the best one I did.
Do you know what you're like? You're like, you know when Cher did that song that
what's, you know what song? You're like a farmer in 1908 screaming about the automobile, talking about the glory of the horses, and saying I'm never gonna buy an automobile. I'm just gonna stick with the horse. That's what you're like.
You're that
as the thing kicks you in the head.
You're that old failed pop star that is trying to embrace modern technology in the same way Cher did when she released that song, that Believe in Love song. That's who you are right now. That 70-year-old has been who should have retired a long time ago, stuck to his era, but is now embracing modern technology to stay relevant in some respects. So you are the share of Bulls podcasters. That's where we've landed.
Doug, do you want to introduce your song, which everybody's about to hear is two new efforts? Do you want to talk about your song?
I mean, I had a poll of Bulls song battles, cut this trash segment, or fun times inside dark times. What do you think the results of said poll were, Fred? I had to do the read our tweets, you know, segment here. So what do you think the results of this poll were?
I probably four people voted, I would guess. I would say probably get rid of the segment. Is that true? Oh my God.
It was more votes than that, but yes, it was a slim margin of victory for this is a trash segment. You know, that said,
what was like, the votes? Let me hear the breakdown. Was it 2-1?
It was, you know, voted. It was 5-4, which was one less vote than the last poll you put up about which song to choose. So you know, it was similar level of interest. So, your last song battle vote was 5-5. Yeah, so I mean, like, people do not care. They do not like this. They're not interested.
Well, no, I think what that tells you is the 5,000 people who didn't want to vote because they said they're both great.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah.
That said, I have made another song since I made fun of you. Since I made fun of you last week, and I know you're too good of a person to make fun of me, I came up with Spreadsheet Rebuild, poking fun at myself.
There you go.
Yes. Well, I wrote a song. It's called "I Miss You, Billy." So, believe it or not, it's about missing Billy Donovan. It's an ode to Billy.
It would be amazing if it was an ode to Billy Donovan III, That would be tremendous.
Is there any other players in the Bulls history named Billy? Was there ever any? I don't know.
There's Bill Cartwright.
There's Bill Cartwright, I guess. Yeah. But he's still around, you know, so it wouldn't really be apropos.
I thought it was about Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah, that's who I thought it was about.
Billy Ray Cyrus. Anyhow, I think it's one of the best pieces of work I ever made. It's fantastic. The lyrics are deep, meaningful. So what you're about to hear are those two songs. I'm not going to put up any more polls, Doug, since it was so divisive and so, you know, so many people couldn't make a decision on. And anyway, Mark, do you want to get involved with this? Do you want to do what songs? I know
you write.
Don't you write stuff at all? Don't you have any talent like that? I know you're into that band Between the Cow Dung and the Buried or whatever. That's a good band like that. Don't they inspire you to pick up the guitar and write your own stuff? I've seen you do it.
No.
I'm writing a Pink Floyd song, by the way, Mark, about you.
I don't think you can write a Pink Floyd song. I think Pink Floyd has to write a Pink Floyd song.
I think it's a Pink Floyd song that I've changed the lyrics to be about Mark.
Yeah, I don't think that means you wrote a Pink Floyd song. I think it means you ripped off Pink Floyd and then you pretended that you're more creative than AI. I'm not sure that that's how it works.
No. I think Pink Floyd existed to write a song that I would eventually write the correct lyrics about Mark K from Australia with. That's what I think.
Yeah, that math checks out on that for sure. Your creativity is overwhelming.
What song are you going to butcher in this?
I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it because, I'll tell you. The initials are CN. You want to take a guess?
CN. Comfortably numb.
Yeah. There you go.
No, you're going to go comfortably dumb. That's what you're going to do, right? Yeah.
How did you come up with that? How did you predict?
Oh, I'm just a genius. Maybe I should be writing music. Maybe I should just be a musician, a lyricist of sorts.
Northeast Idaho called him.
It's coming, Mark. It's coming. might have to change it up now that you guessed the title, but it's still good stuff. And it's also an ode to you. So, all right. On that note, let's bring in the BRB. Mark, I wish I could say it was a great performance, but there were some good comments, some highlights. But overall, it was just like you were punching in. I need that Jim Boylan punch clock on the bus going forward. So at least you punch in. Ready to engage, and you were playing crossword puzzles between questions.
I was just following the lead of the interviewer. Let's just say that.
All right, buddy. And on that note, let's bring in the big red bus, and let's all say "Go Bulls" on a count of three. 1, 2, 3. Go Bulls. Doug, I heard Doug. I didn't hear Mark. Mark, say it.
Wait, before we say it, can I just confirm, is this podcast going to be split into three different episodes and like just abrasively put back online? And I don't know if I'm listening to a new episode or a cut from the previous episode. Like, I just need to understand that before we close this podcast.
At least maybe. Two episodes.
Two episodes, exactly.
Is that just a cunning plan to drive your downloads higher? Like, I need to get to the bottom of this.
We're contracted to do three episodes a week. I want to get halfway there and do one and a half by splitting up the 30-minute one. So let's do it one more time. I count of three. Go Bulls.
One, two, three.
Yeah. Go Bulls. Go Bulls. Come on, Mark. Let's hear it. Go Bulls.
I mean, there's really no excitement in that at all. I feel we've now done 3 minutes on Go Bulls. It might just be time to shut it down.
Maybe I'll write a song about Go Bulls on the next episode. On that note, what you're about to hear is the great efforts of Doug Tonis doing, what's it called? Spreadsheet Superstar? What's it called?
Spreadsheet Rebuild.
Spreadsheet Rebuild and I Miss You, Billy. Until next time.
Go Bulls.
Count of three. Go Bulls. One, two, three. Go Bulls.
Yeah. Here he goes again.
More picks, no plan.
You like the draft, we get it, man.
Same take, new frills.
A spreadsheet rebuild.
A spreadsheet rebuild.
Start with a tier down, call it phase one. Flip that pick for another, now we're not done. Future flexibility, always the pitch. Timeline moves, but it never quite hits. Every road leads back to the same demand. Rebuild forever with no end plan.
Spreadsheet, rebuild, say it twice. Trade for picks, same old advice. Rants about margins over an hour span, but it's the same 2 points all over again.
Here he goes again.
More picks, no plan.
You like the draft, we get it, man.
Same take, new frills.
A spreadsheet rebuild.
More picks, no plan.
spreadsheet rebuild.
TS percentage on the screen. Explain why losing is actually clean. Net rating dips, but the logic holds. Turning bad games into data gold. Watch the game through a stat-based lens. Box score gospel again and again.
Spreadsheet rebuild, say it twice. Trade for picks, same old advice. Rants about margins over an hour span, but it's the same 2 points all over again.
Here he goes again.
More picks, no plan.
You like the draft, we get it, man.
Same take, new frills.
A spreadsheet rebuild.
More picks, no plan.
You like the draft, we get it, man.
Same take, new frills.
A spreadsheet rebuild.
Mike turns on, here comes the breakdown. Drive the bus, the same loop around town. Map out routes that we never take. Full deep dive on a minor mistake. Episode long and the takeaway bland.
We need more picks.
Yeah, we understand.
Spreadsheet rebuild, say it twice. Trade for picks, same old advice.
Rant about margins over an hour span, but it's the same 2 points all over again.
Here he goes again.
More picks, no plan.
You like the draft, we get it, man.
Same take, new frills.
A spreadsheet rebuild.
More picks, no plan.
You like the draft, we get it, man.
Same take, new frills.
A spreadsheet rebuild.
Miss you, Billy.
Miss you, Billy.
Hey, Billy Donovan, yeah, I gotta say it plain. Chicago nights won't ever feel the same. You came here with a calm inside the storm. Tried to make the chaos feel warm. You were out there fighting through the noise. Rotation shifting, providing all the poise. Ache me moves, made my confidence low. Still you told me, go ahead and let it go. You were forced into P-Will at the four. Until you and I couldn't take it. Never let it show. Man, no shot block or paint was open wide. We were fighting uphill every single night. Still you schemed, still you taught us pace. Tried to hide every flaw we couldn't erase. Then they signed gore and tragic. While our Torahs built the magic. Pieces moving like a puzzle gone wrong. Still you kept us holding on, staying. Front office chaos, but you kept your cool. Even when the roster broke every rule. I'm gonna miss you, Billy, it's real. You made a broken locker room still feel like a team, like a shot, like a chance. Even when we didn't have the dance, I wish you peace beyond this. Took a different road. Sacramento lights. Now the story's told. We all see how that ending came to be. Makes you think about what we used to see. We're talking, connecting, making it work. Even when everything felt berserk. Pulled something good from a total collapse. Held it together through all the gaps. I'm gonna miss you, Billy, don't forget. You made something out of pure. Even when AK let you fall, you still gave everything to us all. I wish you better days ahead, where your voice is finally heard instead. Thanks for fighting through every night.